Okay. Well, it's just different prayer tips, okay? It's important. I'm big on writing things down, okay? I think in the day we're living in, people have forgotten how to write things down. They're just, you know, I'll just speak it into my computer, or I'll just, you know, try to remember it in my brain, you know, but it's important to write things down. It's just like our intercessory prayer. Every time we're praying, I'm writing what we're, you know, what's coming through in prayer and keeping a record of it. I also have my own prayer journal, things that we're believing God for our personal lives, what we're believing God in the ministry, a vision. We're going to cover all that stuff, but it's important to have a daily time of, a daily time of personal prayer besides our intercession. Again, we're going to be learning there's different aspects of prayer, but get yourself some kind of notebook that you can keep with you, because even during the day, the Ruach may put things on your heart to pray about, and maybe you're in the middle of doing something and you can do a quick prayer, but you could write it down so when you have your prayer time, you can go back to it and be more specific in prayer. Again, I've got prayer books, that prayer journals that probably go back 30 years for things, again, that I've been believing God for. And I'm going to teach about how important it is to write the vision down. And I'd look back and I see how God answered those prayers and, you know, what I was going through at the time and how he answered it. And it encourages me when I'm going through a tough time, I can look back and see how faithful God was, where I thought there would be no way, and here, and write down, hey, he provided this and this and this. It's important to, again, write things down. I'm a big advocate of that because I know it works. I know it's important. That's why I'm a big advocate of, you know, taking notes when you're hearing things being taught. You know, I think sometimes we hand out the notes and stuff, but, you know, I came from the old school when we heard somebody teach, you wrote the note. They didn't have PowerPoint. They didn't hand out the notes. You listened to what was being said and you took notes. And again, you paid attention because you didn't want to miss anything and you wanted to hear from the Ruach. And I think now, you know, we've got the notes and we kind of like, well, I got the notes. You know, I don't really need to pay attention. You know, I could look at it later. So I think sometimes it could be a detriment, you know, as well. I know visuals are important, but I think it's important to write things down. Look at the mighty things that people did in the Bible. They didn't have computers. They didn't have all these modern conveniences. They didn't even have paper, really the kind of paper and pens we have. They memorized these things and they did, you know, they passed them on orally, but eventually again, they wrote things down. And I think we lose a lot by not writing things down. You know, so again, if you can look behind me, those are like all notebooks of stuff where I still, if I'm listening to a CD or something or DVD, I'm writing notes. I'm stopping it and I'm making sure, you know, I'm getting everything. Because I know from experience, when you do that, you learn more and you pay attention more. Okay, if you're just having it run, you know, I'll just listen to it while I'm doing things, you're missing out probably about 40% of what's being said. But when you're actively listening and writing, it makes a big difference. So that's the same time in your prayer time. You need to be listening and writing down what the Ruach gives you. He may speak a scripture to you. He may give a word to you. He may give a dream to you. It's important to write it down so you don't forget it. I know I've had several dreams where I knew they were very prophetic dreams. I know the difference when I'm having a dream that's from God and when it's just your brain, you know, just sorting things out. But when I do, I write it down because I know God is speaking to me in that dream. So we're going to look at the basics of prayer. Again, I'm recording this and I will, you know, try to give you copies of the notes that I have. Maybe I'll just photocopy them and scan them over to you. So we're just going to cover before we start praying. Number one, what is prayer? Prayer is fellowshipping, communing, and relating and partnering with God. It is our connection with God, our channel to Him. prayer is the path to an intimate relationship with God. 2, prayer is the union of the believer's thoughts with the will of God. That's why when we're interceding, we're listening to the Ruach. Okay, what do we need to be praying about now, this time that we are praying? It's voicing his will, purpose, and plans on the earth. Prayer is expressing the fulfillment of God's will in the earth and giving God a legal right to interfere in earth's affair. Why? Because God, when Adam and Eve were created, they were given authority over this earth. They were, he says, you know, be fruitful and multiply. They were to rule over creation, but they believed the lies of HaSatan, and they lost that ability to do that. But Yeshua took it back for us. So now we are his voice here on the earth, and that voice goes forth in prayer. Prayer is expressing the fulfillment of God's will in the earth and giving God, again, a legal right to interfere in earth's affairs. Prayer is an avenue into the spirit realm, taking us above the senses and setting spiritual laws in motion. Prayer is an avenue through which the believer can exercise his dominion in earth. It is a spiritual transaction with the creator of heaven and earth. If Yeshua needed to pray every day, then you know what? We need to pray every day. He always made sure he spent time with the Father, and a lot of times he was praying at night. I know lately it seems a lot of times God will wake me up at 3:30, 4:30 in the morning. I'll be wide awake, you know, and that's a time that, you know, just start praying in the spirit, because you don't know who needs prayer at that time. And we're going to look at the different times of prayer as well. We're going to be covering all aspects of prayer. So again, this is going to be a regular teaching on Monday night, and then we're going to intercede and pray so we can learn how to pray correctly. Prayer is an avenue, again, to the spirit realm, taking us above the senses and setting spiritual laws in motion. Prayer is an avenue through which the believer can exercise his dominion in the earth. It is a spiritual transaction with the creator of heaven and earth. Why should we pray? God has made us his managers or stewards over the earth, and he has assigned the responsibility of governing the earth to humanity. Our prayers release the ability of God and make his purpose a reality here on earth. It's our intercession. I mean, we see all this violence going on, but it's our intercession that's holding back the darkness. Can you imagine if nobody was interceding, what chaos there would be? Believers have been given the authority to intercede and stand in the gap for what is going on in the earth. We pray so God can intervene in the lives of men to save, heal, deliver, prosper, and set men free. God is searching for men and women to stand in the gap. We must be channels of his power in prayer so that his kingdom can be established in the earth. We pray to bring in manifestation that everything that belongs to us as heirs of God and joint heirs with Yeshua. We should pray because time spent in prayer changes us. Prayer causes our hearts to remain tender and pliable in the hands of God so that we will not be carried away with the ways and distractions of the world. We pray to keep the anointing and presence of God permeating in our lives. Again, it's so important for us to have that regular appointment with our Father daily. Hallelujah. Can you still hear me okay, Kenny? Okay, well, I'm going to assume, because my mute's off, that everybody can hear me. Okay, so what happens when we pray? Prayer changes our perspective and causes us to see a situation the way God sees it. Prayer helps us to stay in the spirit and enables us to take command of every situation and take possession of the promises of God. Prayer keeps the enemy under our feet and restrains the forces of evil from flooding the land with wickedness. Prayer pushes back the forces of darkness and opens the door for the power of God to move. Heaven gets involved with the affairs in this earth when we pray. And again, I've been guilty of this, because prayer is one, probably most people, prayer is the last thing people want to do. You know, because it takes faith to pray. It takes perseverance to pray. It takes energy at times to pray. But that's why it's important when, especially in intercessory prayer groups, that we, again, are in agreement and we're basing our prayers on the word. I'm just going to read some scriptures here related to prayer. And again, you probably, you know, should highlight them in your Bible as well. First, we're going to look at Romans 12:12. I don't have these all. I just have the scriptures, so it's going to take me a little bit to get there. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. So God wants us to be devoted to prayer. And there's nothing more exciting than when you see prayer answered. And I tell you, in the days and years going forward, we are going to have to even be more diligent in prayer, because what you see going on in the natural in this earth is a reflection of what is going on in the spirit realm regarding spiritual warfare. And this is where the warfare is won. Again, if we look at Daniel chapter 9. And again, the Ruach just placed it in my heart, you know, just before we were starting to pray, about an hour before, to turn this into a school of prayer before we intercede. And it'll help you, again, become a better intercessor and to pray in the will of God. And to know, to avoid pitfalls of having your prayers not being answered. Hallelujah. Let me get over to Daniel. Come on, Daniel. There he is. Okay, Daniel chapter 9. And this is a very powerful picture of what's going on in the spiritual realm when we're praying. 9:3. So I gave my attention to Yahweh Elohim to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. So again, here Daniel made a commitment to give attention to God with prayer and fasting and sackcloth. I prayed to Yahweh Elohim and confessed and said, "Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity, acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances." Now again, that's a very Hebrew way of praying, is to pray in the plural, not in the singular. Daniel is including himself with all of Israel in this prayer. So let's skip down to verses 20 and 23. "Now while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before Yahweh my Elohim on behalf of the holy mountain of my God, while I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering." So he was praying probably for hours. He was praying so hard that he was literally weary and tired. "He gave me instruction and talked with me and said, 'Oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding. At the beginning of your supplication, the command was issued. I have come to tell you, you are highly esteemed, and so give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision.'" And there's also, let me see, there's another scripture too where he speaks of the principalities and powers. There was actually spiritual warfare going on for him, for the angel to get through. And I believe that was probably in another chapter, I don't have it right now, where it just shows the spiritual warfare, because Daniel was waiting for an answer for a prayer. I think it's in Daniel 7, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just put this on hold a minute so I can find it. Okay, all right, so we're going again. Okay, Daniel 10:10. "Then behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I'm about to tell you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. And then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. And then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the king of Persia. So here we see that there was spiritual warfare. It wasn't that God didn't hear his prayers, or that the angels weren't on their way to answer them. There was a spiritual warfare going on that they had to break through to get to. So when we're praying, we can't be discouraged if things don't happen right that minute. You know, it's like sometimes there's warfare going on, especially when it comes to doing things that God's called us to do. Ephesians 6:18, again, this is a very familiar scripture. Verse, we'll read 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Pull on the full armor of God so that you will stand firm against the schemes of the devil or ha-Satan. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So again, this reflects back to what Daniel had gone through. Or again, it's not the flesh we're battling, it's what's going on in the spirit. In verse 18, with all prayer and petition at all times in the spirit, with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all saints. And then it gives us again the armor of God we are to put on. Go to Colossians. We're going to look at Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it, and with an attitude of thanksgiving. And Proverbs 15:8. David was a man of prayer. The Psalms are really a prayer book of his prayers, crying out to God. Proverbs 15:8, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. God delights in our prayers. Then we'll go, let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:16. So again, I'm doing this because I think the Ruach wants you to know how to pray, be encouraged in prayer, and use all the tools he has given you to pray, because this is probably one of the most serious things that we'll ever do. Again, 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So what went on in the temple? Praise and worship, sacrifices, coming before God's presence. We are his temple, so we need to, again, we bring that sacrifice of praise. When does that sacrifice of praise come? When we don't feel like praising, when we're going through trials and tribulations. We praise him anyway for the answer because we know that he is faithful. 1 Timothy 2:8. And again, I'm going to have this will be posted on the website. I'll probably have a section just for the prayer school audios. 1 Timothy 2:8. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. So again, God expects all his people to be people of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Very short, pray without ceasing. Well, how do you pray? Because it means you should always be in an attitude of prayer, which means, you know, even, you know, when you're busy working, what's prayer? Communing with God. You know, back in the times of, you know, the prophets, or even before that, in the time of Moses, they didn't have, a prayer book yet. They didn't have an order of prayer. They just basically, if you look, they just talked with God. They had a conversation with God, and he talked back to them. Isaiah 56:7. Even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifice will be acceptable on my altar. My house will be called a house of prayer for all people. Didn't Yeshua say that when he was cleaning out the temple and getting rid of the and getting the crooks and thieves out of the temple? He said, my Father's house is a house of prayer for all people. So prayer is very important in the life, our personal prayer and also intercessory prayer. And again, it takes, this is one of the biggest areas that the enemy's going to fight you not to do, because he knows that's where he's going to get defeated. So he'll cause all kinds of distractions. You know, somebody will call you, or, you know, something will come up to try to distract you from your prayer time. I know Minister Scott, he has his own time in the morning where he sits and he reads the word and he prays by himself. And, you know, I have my time where I pray by myself, and then we pray together, and then we, you know, intercede as a group together. And it's not only a one-way street. We want to learn how to hear from God as well. Luke 5:16. But Yeshua himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. He got along alone by himself with the Father to pray. And then Matthew 6:9-10. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. For if you forgive others their transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgression. Unforgiveness will block our prayers. Also, we're praying again that God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going to, I'm just going to just read one last thing before we start praying. And actually, I'm going to put the intercession on the recording too, so people can hear how, you know, what's being prayed and how it's being prayed. So what does it mean to meditate on God's word? Because the word tells us to meditate on it day and night. One way is Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. This indicates that you are to speak the word out of your mouth. It should not be away from your lips at any time. Keep speaking it. We all know how to mutter. To mutter means to speak things quietly or under your breath. Speaking to yourself, regardless of whether people are present to hear you. You can mutter while you're driving the car, while you're riding the bus, or even while you're shopping. During your prayer and study time, take one of the two scriptures you're studying and mutter them to yourself during the day. You know, every day, you know, maybe just pick one scripture, you know, maybe from what you've read in the Word or what God is speaking to you, and just think about it and speak it softly to yourself. Speaking aloud God's word. The Hebrew word in Joshua 1:8 translated meditate is rendered to speak. We see that in Proverbs 8:7 and Psalm 35:2-8 and Psalm 37:30. Psalm 77:12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Talking of God's doings is meditating his word. Meditation in the word are directly linked. Whatever's in your heart in abundance will come out of your mouth. And you know that when you're under pressure, you find out what you're really believing when you're under pressure, because that's what's going to come out of your mouth. So it's a good, you know, you'll know where you are spiritually when you are at that test, you're at that road, what's coming out of your mouth. And then to muse God's words means to ponder, consider, and study closely. So again, it's you know, sometimes, okay, we just read through the word, but we need to, again, read through it slowly. Think, what is God saying to me? You know, ponder it. Especially when he's giving you a scripture, you know, chew on it, ponder it, think, let the Ruach speak to your heart through that scripture. Again, you need, I think it's important to, again, write things down. And I've got a box full of journals going back 30 years or even more for, you know, things I was going through and what I was believing God for. I'd write it down and I'd see God, again, answer those prayers time and time and time again. So it's a way of encouraging yourself in the word too. When David was under stress and great, you know, anxiety, I don't know if it's anxiety, but when his son was trying to kill him, you know, it seems like when everything was coming against him, even though he knew that God had anointed him to be king, he encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself with the word. He encouraged himself with God's promises. And that's what, again, we need to do. And as we're praying and interceding, that's why we pray in the word. That's why we pray in the spirit. Again, during this intercession, when you're hearing us praying in tongues, we're praying in the spirit because we want to hear from God to know what to pray. And when we do that, then the words start coming forth that he wants us to say and that he wants us to speak regarding different situations that are going on that day that we are praying. So again, I believe that prayer needs to be spirit-led. We pray the word and we pray in the spirit. Again, we use the word prayer. We use the book Prayers That Availeth Much. You can also use the prayer siddur, which we'll cover that a little bit down the way. Whatever, you know, helps you to learn that discipline of prayer, because prayer is a discipline. So we're going to, I want to get the, pull up the prayer list for the congregation. I'm just going to pray, I think, some of the general prayers we pray. I'm actually going to pray from our blue book that I put together for the congregation, the Messianic Tefillah prayer book. Because these prayers I specifically put together so that as a congregation, we can pray in unity. And I know everybody has this Prayers That Availeth Much as well. And in this Tefillah prayer book, I put a lot of scriptures in the back as well regarding faith and healing and different promises we can stand on. And then there's a section where you could actually journal and write things down as well. So we're going to start off with I'm going to start off with praying for the Kehila or the congregation. Father, in the name of Yeshua, and those that are listening, you can just, you know, put your own congregation name in this. Again, I'm just making some suggestions. There's all kinds of scripture prayers you can pray online that you could find online. But I think it's important as a community that you're in agreement with the prayers that you are praying. So you're all speaking the same thing and being in agreement. This is a prayer for our congregation or Kehila. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we come into your presence, thanking you for our congregation, the way of Messiah, Messianic congregation. You have called us to be your Talmudim in the Chicagoland area and around the world. As we lift our voices in one accord, we recognize that you are Yahweh and everything was made by and for you. We call into being those things that be not as though they were, and we are strong in faith, knowing that you are watching over your word to perform it. We thank you that we speak the same thing, so there is no division among us. We are perfectly joined together in the same mind. Grant unto us, your bondservant, a boldness to speak your Torah, your word, which you will confirm with signs following. We thank you that we have skilled and committed workers for every ministry department full of wisdom of Yahweh. Each ministry operates in the excellence of ministry gifts for the edifying of the body of Messiah till we all come into the unity of the faith. Thank you that we are mature believers, not children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We speak the truth in love to one another and do not get easily offended when we are corrected by our leadership. We are growing and witnessing body of Messianic believers, becoming strong in the amount of people that you've called to be there, Father, made up of faithful men, women, and families, and we have every need met. Father, we thank you for the monthly finances we need for ministry expenses, Father, and rabbi salaries. Therefore, we meet the needs of the people in our community, spirit, soul, and body. Father, we thank you for the ministry facilities that more than enough meet the needs of this ministry you have called us to. Our congregation is prospering financially, and we have everything we need to carry out your great commission in the Chicagoland area and surrounding suburbs as we proclaim the good news and make Talmudim according to the commandment of our Messiah Yeshua. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, according to 1 Peter 5:6. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed and mikvahed with pure water, Hebrews 10:22. Let your word dwell in us richly, Colossians 3:16. Fill us with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Colossians 1:9, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you and being fruitful in every good work, Colossians 1:10. And by being renewed in the spirit of our minds, Ephesians 4:23, we put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another, Colossians 3:12. Then we will dwell together in the unity of the faith, Ephesians 4:13, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake, 1 Thessalonians 5:12 to 13. We pray we all speak the same thing with no divisions among us, 1 Corinthians 1:10. Standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith, Philippians 1:12. That we're not carried about with various strange doctrines, Hebrews 13:9. But we study rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. That we are not murmurers, complainers, walking after our own lusts, Jude 1:16, but are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share, 1 Timothy 6:18. We pray that the whole body be knit and joined together and that every part does its share, causing growth in the body, Ephesians 4:16. As each one has received a gift, let him minister it, 2 Peter 4:10, looking out for the interests of others, Philippians 2:4. Let us all fervently love one another with a pure heart, 1 Peter 1:22, so that we do not lose the things we have worked for, 2 John 1:8. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, 1 Peter 4:7, redeeming the time for the days are evil, Ephesians 5:16, running with endurance the race that is set before us, Hebrews 12:1, setting our minds on things above and not things on the earth, Colossians 3:2. We're pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Yahweh, Philippians 3:14. Putting on the whole armor of Yahweh that we may stand against HaSatan, Ephesians 6:11. That we will speak forth your word with great boldness, Acts 4:29. And that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your son Yeshua, Acts 4:30. Hallelujah. I want to pray for the leadership. Father, we thank you that we pray and lift up the pastors and leadership, Father, and that we thank you that you preserve us, Psalm 21:23, that they abound with blessings, Proverbs 28:20, and they do not grow weary in well-doing, Galatians 6:9. That you who have begun a good work in them will perfect it, Philippians 1:6. And they as your workmen created in Yeshua HaMashiach, Ephesians 2:10, are equipped in every good thing to do your will, Hebrews 13:21. Work in them that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Again, this usually somebody else would be praying for us, but I'm just praying it for us and the leadership, which would include myself, Minister Scott, and Elder Jesse and Samantha. as well. Let all grace abound toward them, having sufficiency in all things and an abundance for every good work, 2 Corinthians 9:8. Because they have sowed bountifully, they will reap bountifully, 2 Corinthians 9:6. And whether they plant or water, Father, you give the increase, 1 Corinthians 3:6. I pray that they continually triumph in Messiah, 2 Corinthians 2:14, diffusing the fragrance of his knowledge in every place, 2 Corinthians 2:14. That all blessings come upon them and overtake them because they obey the voice of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 28:2. Instruct them and teach them in the way that they should go, Psalm 32:8. Reveal the deeper things of Yahweh by your Ruach HaKodesh, 1 Corinthians 9:10. Let them be vessels of honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work, 2 Timothy 2:21. Shepherding the flock willingly, eagerly, and being an example to them, 1 Peter 5:2. Their speech and preaching is in demonstration of the Ruach HaKodesh in power, 1 Corinthians 2:4. And they are instant in and out of season to teach the word of Yahweh, 2 Timothy 4:2. Every place of the soles of their feet tread upon them that is given to them, Joshua 1:3. They are strong and of good courage, for you, Yahweh, are with them, Deuteronomy 31:6. They wait upon you and you strengthen them in their heart, Psalm 27:14. Help them to set things in order that are lacking and appoint elders in every city, Titus 1:5. We tear down the strongholds over the Bema, 2 Corinthians 10:4. And we lift our pastors, rabbis, leadership, and cover them with the blood of Yeshua, Hebrews 12:24. Sickness and disease shall in no way come near them, Deuteronomy 28, for they are redeemed from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue rising against them will be shown to be in the wrong, Isaiah 54:17. Father, let the gifts and anointing on their lives come forth, 1 Corinthians 12:11. Birth the things you have spoken to them in their hearts, Luke 1:45, as they continually give themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word, Acts 6:4. Hallelujah. I want to pray for the children. Thank you, Father, that your word prevails over our children, Father, in the congregation and our families, Father, that they are taught of Yahweh and continue to be the fruit of godly instruction and correction. And great is their shalom and undisturbed composure. That's Acts 19:20, Isaiah 54:13, Proverbs 13:10, and Isaiah 54:13. Father, give us counsel and wisdom in bringing up our children, Proverbs 2:6. We say they are obedient, not conforming to the things of the flesh, 1 Peter 1:14, but holy, kadosh, in all conduct, 1 Peter 1:15, desiring the pure milk of the Torah word, that they may grow thereby, 1 Peter 2:2. That they are swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, James 1:19. That their conduct is without covetousness, Hebrews 13:5. And they are content with what they have, Hebrews 13:5. That they do not forget to do what is right and to share, Hebrews 13:16. We pray they grow in the grace and knowledge of our Master Yeshua, 2 Peter 3:18. And abound more and more in how they should walk and please you, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. That they submit to their elders and to one another, 1 Peter 5:5. Being clothed with humility, 1 Peter 5:5 again, that they cast their cares upon you, Father, for you care for them, 1 Peter 5:7. We thank you that they are doers of the word and not hearers only, James 1:22. Effectively sharing their faith, Philippians 1:6, and not having a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And Father, I bring our prodigals before you as well in the name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you that that word that was planted in them as they were young, Father, you said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Father, we claim that promise, Father. We thank you for household salvation. We thank you, Father, that you are speaking to our children in their dreams. You are bringing laborers across their path to speak the word to them in a way that they'll understand, whether they're at work, no matter where they are, Father. When they think they are running from you, they are going to be running right into you. Father, we rejoice in what you are doing. We rejoice, Father, that you are watching over your word to perform it in their lives. Father, I thank you for those that need healing in our congregation. Father, I thank you that healing is the children's bread, that healing is part of our covenant promises according to your word, Father. Father, I just, again, lift those up in our congregation that need healing from any sickness or disease that is trying to attack their bodies right now. That includes the leadership as well. Father, I thank you for forgiving all our sins and healing all our diseases and redeeming our life from the pit, Psalm 103, 2-5. I thank you that you sent forth your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction, Psalm 107, 20. I know the truth of your word, and the truth of your word sets us free. And because the Son sets us free, we are free indeed, John 8, 32-36. Yeshua, thank you for being wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. We are made whole, spirit, soul, and body. Isaiah 53:5. I believe that your word will not return unto you void, but will accomplish that which you please, and will prosper in the thing which it is sent. For you are watching over your word to perform it, and even your angels obey the voice of your word as we speak. Isaiah 55:11, Jeremiah 1:12, Psalm 103:20. Father, I pray over the finances, Father, for those in our congregation, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that things may become tough, but you have more than enough to meet all our needs according to your riches and glory in Messiah Yeshua. Hallelujah. Just want to, Father, this is a prayer for ministering servants, which is actually all of us. We're all servants of Yahweh. Father, we praise you and thank you for your word, knowing that you watch over your word to perform it. And no word of your returns void, but accomplishes that which you please, and it prospers in the thing which you sent it. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we pray and believe that those in your body who have sown the seed of spiritual good among the people reap from the people's material benefits, for you directed that those who publish the good news of the gospel should live and get their maintenance by the gospel. The people's gifts are the fragrant odor of an offering and sacrifice with you, Father, welcome and in which you delight. And you will liberally supply, fill to full, our congregation's every need according to your riches and glory in Messiah Yeshua. Father, we thank you, Father, that we cannot outgive you. We thank you for your promises, Father, and your word that says, and we are faithful to tithe, Father, when we are faithful to be obedient to your word, that you said that you would rebuke the devourer and pour out a blessing upon us, Father, that we, Father, would not even be able to contain, Father. And we thank you that you are the one who rebukes the devourer. I thank you for those who have been faithful to tithe and support this congregation, for this is a work that you have called us to do, Father. And your word says, Father, that the tithe belongs to the storehouse. And I believe that is the local community, and the offerings are for other ministries that can be sown into as well. I thank you, Father, for your promise for every person who is faithfully supporting this congregation, Father. Father, so we can do what you have called us to do, so that vision you have given us can come to pass, Father, so that we can do these tent meetings or conferences, whatever you want us to do, Father, and we will have more than enough finances to do it with. In Yeshua's name, I thank you for giving our people a heart, Father, who are reaping the benefits of this congregation, who are reaping the benefits of the teachings and the prayers and the training, Father, that they, Father, would see, they would sow into this so it can keep on going forth. In the name of Yeshua, Father, we are not asking for ourselves. We are content with what we have, But Father, we are asking for the sake of the kingdom, Father, that the work you have called Deborah's Messianic Ministries and the Way of Messiah to do in this area, Father, will be able to be done with no lack whatsoever in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we thank you, we are faithful, that we cannot outgive you, Father. Father, that as we give, you are continually, Father, pouring money into our bosom, pouring what we need into our bosom, Father, so that we have more than enough and then an overflow to help others. Father, I thank you for your protection, Father. I pray for Psalm 91, Father, over our community, Father, over our families, over our loved ones, Father. This is your promise and your word that you have given to believers, Father. Father, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we abide in the shadow of the Almighty, and we will say of Yahweh, our refuge, our fortress, our Elohim, in whom we trust. For it is you who delivers us from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. You will cover us with your pinions, and under your wings we will seek refuge. Your faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not approach us. We will only look with our eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For we have made Yahweh our refuge, even the Most High our dwelling place. No evil will befall us, nor any plague come near our tent. For you will give your angels charge concerning us to guard us in all our ways. They will bear us up with their hands, lest we strike our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we will trample down. And I thank you, Father, that speaks of spiritual authority over the enemy. And you say back to us, because you have loved me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you securely on high because you know my name. You will call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you and trouble you. I will rescue and honor you. And with a long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Father, I thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace, power, and a sound mind. Father, I lift up every family in our congregation and I plead the blood of Yeshua over every family, over every household member. I pray that your angels encamp around about them, Father, and keep them safe. I thank you, Father, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace, power, and a sound mind. Father, I thank you for your word. Father, that we plead the blood of Yeshua over our life and all that belongs to us, and over all that you have made us a steward. We plead the blood of Yeshua on the portals of our mind, our body, the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, our emotions, our will, and we believe that we are protected by the blood, which gives us access to the Holy of Holies. We plead the blood for our children, our grandchildren, and their children, and all those whom you have given us in this life. Lord, you said that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and we thank you for that blood that has cleansed us from our sin and sealed us in the new covenant in the name of Yeshua. I just want to pray the last part, too, of the Shemone Ezri Amidah, which is the prayer of thanksgiving. That's the prayer. It's actually on number 17 and 18. We give thanks unto you who are Yahweh, our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers for all eternity. Thou art the strength of our life, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank thee and declare thy praise for our lives that are entrusted into thy hand. And for our souls that are in thy care, and for thy miracles that are daily with us, and for thy wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at all times, evening, morning, and noon. Thou art the benevolent one, for thy mercies are never ended. The compassionate one, for thy deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in thee. For all this, our King, may thy name always be blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank thee and praise thy name and truth, O Yahweh, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, whose name is goodness, and it is pleasing to give thanks to thee. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy upon us and upon all Israel. Thy people, for with the light of thy presence you have given us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, a Torah of life, loving kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life and shalom, and it is good in thy sight to bless thy people Israel at all times and in every hour with thy peace. But most of all, Father, you have given us Yeshua, our Messiah. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, who blesses his people Israel with peace. Father, we praise you and thank you for this time of prayer, and we thank you that your word does not return to you void. And I dedicate this time, this prayer school to you, Father, and learning how to intercede. And I pray you will use it to raise up intercessors, Father, for this congregation, for this ministry, and for the world. Father, in the name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me just turn off the recording here. Okay.